Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden has signed a bipartisan bill to avert a debt ceiling crisis. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, the bill came after months of uncertainty and just a few days before the nation was expected to run out of money to pay its bills.
The legislation raises the debt ceiling until January 2025 in exchange for limits on new federal spending. The bill adds work requirements for older people who receive food stamps. It also officially terminates the student loan debt suspension that was implemented during the pandemic. And it modifies environmental review processes, which notably include fast-tracking permitting for a new natural gas pipeline from West Virginia to Virginia. Both the White House and a number of Republicans in Congress are claiming victory for this compromise. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
At the United Nations Friday, the Security Council called on Sudan's two warring factions to immediately cease hostilities. Linda Fasulo reports the council also extended the UN's political transition mission in the country for six more months.
In a statement, the Security Council stressed the need to establish a permanent ceasefire arrangement and resume efforts to achieve a lasting political settlement. Council members also called on the two rival factions to facilitate humanitarian access and condemned all attacks on civilians, UN humanitarian and medical personnel and facilities, as well as the looting of humanitarian supplies.
Linda Fasulo reporting. A federal judge has ruled that Tennessee's first-of-its-kind law restricting drag is unconstitutional. The ruling comes as other Republican-led states across the country are considering their own laws restricting drag. Mariana Bacallao of member station WPLN has more.
Judge Thomas Parker ruled that Tennessee's drag restrictions violate the First Amendment and that the law's vague language encourages discriminatory enforcement. That was a big concern for plaintiff attorney Melissa Stewart, who says the law could have opened the door for officers to arrest drag queens for ideological reasons.
The harm is already done. I mean, you put anyone in Shelby County Jail in full drag, and I am not going to guarantee that they come out alive.
Drag isn't mentioned anywhere in the law itself. Instead, the law bans performances that are, quote, harmful to minors with no artistic value. The ruling sets a precedent for future legal challenges to drag restrictions in other states. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bacallao in Nashville.
Russia is banning journalists it considers unfriendly from covering this year's Economic Forum in St. Petersburg. The move highlights the intensifying animosity between Russia and countries that have imposed sanctions connected to the fighting in Ukraine or that have criticized Moscow. You're listening to NPR News. One of the oldest and largest groups that helps families trace their ancestry has issued an apology. The National Genealogical Society apologized for its history of racism after years of research into its own origins. NPR's Tilda Wilson has more.
The report was presented at the Society's National Conference on Wednesday. It did not shy away from the details. It situated the Society's founding in 1903 with the rising popularity of eugenics, and it described the day in 1960 when a large majority of Society members voted against even admitting African Americans. The first Black member joined in 1976. The National Genealogical Society said it had not scrutinized its lack of diversity until very recently. Given the widespread enthusiasm for genealogy, the Society said it hopes its acknowledgement will make members more aware of their responsibility to ensure that the stories of all Americans are told. Tilda Wilson, NPR News.
Rain in Nova Scotia is helping Canadian firefighters deal with a wildfire that has forced thousands of people from their homes over the past week. Fire officials say the wildfire is about 85% contained and is unlikely to grow due to a combination of firefighting efforts and that long-awaited rain. The blaze that broke out last Sunday in the Halifax area raced through a number of subdivisions, destroying or damaging some 200 structures, including 151 homes, and forcing the evacuation of more than 16,000 people. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.